Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. But don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there,
hair,
shoulder length longer. The wonder of my
hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, ratty, matty, oily, greasy, fleecy, shining, steaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxy.
Knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can you see my eyes? If you can, then my hair's too short.
Down to here, down to there, down to there, down to where it stops by itself.
Don't ever have to cut it, 'cause it stops by itself.
Oh, give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Now won't you give me down to there? Shoulder length longer,
hair.
Dear baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy,
hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my
hair.
Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my
hair.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
let your reputation sit to a hey, hey,
hey. Let your head down,
hey, Mr. Businessman. No play makes Jack a dull boy. Hey, Mr. Businessman, you're always on the go. You made your fortune, yet you're working harder than ever before. All those pills you're taking daily will never see you through. Cut none of them off a scrap of what's really in you. And don't take no doctor, love what you got.
Found a band and some good songs to play. Now I party all night. I this chick, she was my number one fan. She took me home to meet her mommy and dad. They took one look at me and said, oh my God, get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Than my big brother Bob, but he's got a haircut, he's got a real job. Get a haircut and get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut?
Yes, I'm calling about the job.
Yes. Are you currently working downtown?
Yes. I was cutting hair uptown, and now I want to get there because I see what you say about the Wall Street thing there.
Right.
Now, I could probably bring in a lot of clientele.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be interviewing all next week.
Okay, great. Listen, what about styles? What kind of styles are you looking for?
We do everything.
Right. All right, look, I'm pretty far out there. I've done some wacky shit. I used to shoot people's heads up with Novocaine and carve grooves in their head. I mean, if that's too far-fetched, you gotta let me know.
Well, first of all, we work on Wall Street, so the people here aren't gonna be that wild.
Right. I did a lot of work in the Village, man. I'm crazy. I'm a nut job. One time I gave this guy a haircut, he didn't like it. He kicked my ass all over.
If you want to come in one day next week, I'll be glad to see you.
Right. As long as my appearance wouldn't bother you. I'm carved from head to toe. I'm a lunatic. But I'll come in and we'll shoot the shit, and you can see some of my work. Okay?
No problem. If you want to stop by one day next week?
Whatever's fine. Listen, I'll bring my children down. I carved the shit out of their heads, too. But it looks good. It looks good. You never heard of that before?
Excuse me?
Did you ever hear of that procedure?
Yes.
Is that something or what?
I don't think anyone down here would want that done, so I wouldn't worry about it too much.
All right, great. Well, I'll come down and you could show me your sh**, and maybe kick me around the office a little and we'll throw ideas back and forth, okay?
Very good. You want my address?
Yes, please.
All right, we're at the Trade Center.
Oh, holy sh**. All right. Okay, I'll see you then. I'll see you what? Wednesday? Next week?
Wednesday is fine.
Okay. Oh, I'm so happy. Bye-bye now.
Okay, see you then.
Right.
Ooh, bye, ooh. Doo, 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 doo. I come down from Butte, Montana, for a little change of scene. And I stopped the day in Santa Fe, where I met a pretty queen. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
I'll make her mine.
Planned to leave on Monday, but she held me kinda tight. So I held the ground and hung around, and I left on Friday night.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. Prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Ooh-bye-ooh, doo-doo-doo-doo-bye-ooh. He was kind of blue and lonely, so he took his horse and pack. And on Sunday morn was up and gone, head south and riding back. Oh,
hair of gold, boy, eyes of blue,
boy,
lips like cherry wine.
The prettiest gal that I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
At the gate I found you waiting.
I was happy as could be.
Then I told you that I loved you true, and you said that you loved me.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine.
So the two of us were married, and the colors turned out right. Little boy blue and Goldilocks too, it's sure a pretty sight.
Oh, hair of gold,
eyes of blue,
lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew,
and I'm gonna make you mine. And I'm gonna make you mine.
Almost cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way. Because I had the flu for Christmas, and I'm not feeling up to par. It increases my paranoia. Like looking at my mirror and seeing a bully scar. But I'm not giving in an inch. Yeah. get myself together. I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather. And I find a place inside the lab. Separate the wheat from the chaff. I feel
still there, buried somewhere inside. covered up by the boredom we've been trying to hide. Then dig it up and devour. And it'll seem more like a song and less like it's mad. You pull on my hair and bite me like that. It'll seem more like a song and less like it's mad. You pull on my hair and bite me like that. It'll seem more like a song.
People who care about strangers, who say they care about things. How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold, easy to be proud, easy to say no.
Well, I went to the mall one sad day, 'cause I needed a haircut in a bad way. But to my surprise, that barber didn't just take a little off the sides, no. And when he was finally done, I wished I had a gun. You see, I looked in the mirror and almost fainted, 'cause my head looked like something Picasso painted. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, the next day in school, I wore a hat in order to avoid ridicule, but my economics prof told me to take it off. And when I removed my cap, reluctantly, it felt like everyone's eyes were looking at me. My teacher's jaw dropped to her attendance list, and all she said was, "Class dismissed." I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, some people look at me like I've lost my mind. I often answer the question, was your barber blind? One woman said I looked like her Pekingese, and my parents think I have a disease. And I go to a psychiatrist these days, tells me I'm just going through a phase. And my best friend thinks I'm trying to set a trend. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Well, I think I'm gonna cry about it for a while. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I bought $10 a gel, $12 a mousse, Australian shampoo, and rubber cement glue. I had a bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Bad haircut. Yeah, cost about $25. It really sucks. It looks like there's something dead on my head. Oh well, at least hair grows.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you make it?
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass. My name is Chris Earle. The show is called Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. on WMFO. Thanks for listening.
Give me a little bit of volume on this.
To
Is trying to say is there's a new kids barbershop in the mall and we'd like to start going there. A kid's barbershop? But they don't have my templates.
Yeah, the templates had a great run, but we'd like our hair to look like, people hair.
Oh, I see. Well, good luck getting to your precious mall, barber, because I'm not driving you.
Kids, want to go to the mall? They're baking fresh Cinnabons, which means they're throwing out the old ones.
Yay!
I guess I'll just cut my own hair.
Who wants a haircut?
Which side do you want your pot on?
Left, right, stab, stab, stab!
You're the boss.
What the hell? Whoa!
Oh, Bart, you look worse than Aunt Patty in the morning.
Just squeeze.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes and things. I just talk about talking to my friends when my cell phone rings. I don't care about this, that, the other, what you're talking about. I just show up, all done up, dance, do my thing, get paid and I'm out. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. Blah, blah, blah.
Take me to my car.
Got a 50-foot stretch limousine, color cream.
Justin Wildenstein at my minibar.
I got friends in high places with plastic faces.
Boys in braces wanna change their races.
I can't stop, cause I won't stop. The party starts as soon as my dress drops. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce. I don't know much about clothes, but my hair looks fierce.
We are live in Hollywood on the red carpet with Amanda Lepore. Can you tell us, Amanda, who made your dress?
Some Mexican children in an L.A. sweatshop who work nonstop.